各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all our brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主的安排。我们从4月1号开始，我们有杨传道来协助我们教会的工作。
And we thank the grace and plan of our Lord Jesus that we have our preacher Timothy Young to minister to us as of April 1st.
那杨传道他原先是属于香港地区的教会的弟兄。
And Preacher Young originally hailed from Hong Kong Church.
那移民到加拿大的卡加利。
And then he later on immigrated to the Calgary.
那在1998年呢，他参加了联总的海外宣道班的传道训练。
And in 1998, he participated in the IA's overseas missionaries training program.
那在2003年呢，安立伟传道。
And he was ordained as a preacher in 2003.
那在过去的时间呢，都在南辉真耶稣教会协助圣工。
Since that time, he was pastoring the church in South Africa.
那从4月1号开始呢，他将在我们温哥华教会来协助我们教会的工作。
And beginning of on April the 1st, he will begin his work here in Vancouver.
那我们今天早上就请杨传道来帮我们证道。
And this morning, we'd like to invite our preacher Young to share with us his testimony.
哈利路亚，各位长老、执事、传道、弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be to all the brethren, preacher, ministers.
首先非常感谢主耶稣慈爱的带领。
I thank the guiding of our Lord Jesus.
让小弟再次有机会回到以前所来过、所熟悉的温哥华教会跟大家见面。
For enabling me to come back to this church that I'm very familiar with.
每一次的相遇都是神的恩典。
I believe that every chance meeting is God's grace.
今天早上跟大家一起学习的题目是直到地极。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you on the topic till the end of the world.
我们想想一个问题。
Let us ponder this question.
如果有一天我们要离开这个世界。
If one day we are to leave this world.
或者是你所爱的人要离开这个世界。
Or if your loved one were about to depart from this world.
你会跟他讲最后一句话是什么？
What will be your last words to him or her?
这个问题平常可能很少机会想到。
I'm sure not many of us has pondered this kind of a question before.
但是通常最后一句话都是最重要的。
But usually we know that the last words is usually the most important.
都是最想对方把它记住的。
And it's the words that is the most memorable.
主耶稣在升天之前跟门徒所讲的几句话也是一样。
And our Lord Jesus, before his ascension to heaven, he has these last words to say to his disciples.
我们看《使徒行传》的第一章。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们从第六节开始。
Let's begin to read verse 6.
使徒行传第一章第六节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 6.
第一章第六节。
Verse 6.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的。第八节。
Verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And verse 6, so when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Verse 7, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. Verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这几句话就是主耶稣跟门徒在升天之前最后的对话。
These are our Lord Jesus' last words to his disciples just prior to his ascension.
我们可以从这几句话里面看到三个不同的对比。
And from these Jesus' words, there are three contrasting statements.
就是门徒的了解跟主耶稣的了解很不一样。
We know that the disciples' understanding and the Lord's understanding are very different.
里面有很多宝贵的教训。
And hidden within these statements are very precious teachings for us.
第一点，我们来看。
And the first thing,
门徒所要的东西跟主耶稣要给他们的东西好像不一样。
What the disciples need and what our Lord Jesus can give to them is totally different.
门徒期待什么呢？
What is their hope or wishes?
门徒要什么呢？
What do they want?
他们问，主啊，你复兴以色列国 他们要的是地上的以色列国。
What they want from Jesus is to have the kingdom, earthly kingdom of Israel.
门徒跟主耶稣已经跟了三年多了。
We know that the disciples had been with our Lord Jesus for 3 years.
道理听了不少。
And they've also received many teachings.
神迹也看了很多。
They've also witnessed many miracles.
但是他们头脑里面到底想什么呢？
But yet, what is going on in their minds all these years?
他们头脑里面并不是想神的国、天国。
But in their minds, they do not focus on the kingdom of God.
他们现在到了这个时候，这一分钟还在想，到底主耶稣要带给我们地上的政治上的复兴在哪里？
At this point in time, they even thought that Jesus is going to revive this earthly kingdom for them.
因为当时以色列人巴勒斯坦地是属于罗马政府的统治。
Because we know that at that time, the Palestinian lands belonged to the Roman Empire.
我们这一代大概也很没有年纪没有那么大，生活在别的民族的统治之下。
I'm sure none of us have ever lived under the jurisdiction or rule under.Of another country.
但是如果我们问我们的老前辈啊，阿公阿嬷、祖父曾祖父，他们就可能在大战的时候被别国统治过。
However, if we speak to our grandparents or great grandparents, they have lived at a time when the countries are being colonized by others.
那种生活是很苦的。
And we know at that time life is not was not easy.
门徒也是很苦。
And we know that at that time the disciples they do not lead an easy life.
他们想主耶稣来了，讲了那么多道理，但是好像还没有要建立一个地上以色列的王国，救我们脱离罗马政府。
And they knew that Jesus has already come and has spoken to them many teachings, and so naturally they will their kingdom will be restored to them.
所以门徒已经等了有点不耐烦了。
And so at this point in time the disciples are getting very impatient.
就问主啊，你要复兴我们的以色列国是现在吗？
So they ask Jesus, Jesus, are you really going to revive or restore the kingdom to Israel?
我想这一点对我们来说是个非常重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder for every one of us.
我们跟了耶稣到底是为了什么？
What is the purpose for us following our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们知不知道主耶稣带给我们生命中当中的什么东西？
Let us ponder what does Jesus have.His role in our lives.
如果我们不清楚的话，
If we are not sure about his role in our lives,
就会好像门徒一样，
We are just like these disciples.
跟了主那么久了，
They have followed Jesus for so many years.
每天在主身边，
They have never left his side.
但是又好像跟主耶稣好像很远。
But yet, they are so near and yet they are so far.
主耶稣出来传道理，第一句话讲什么？
What is Jesus' first statement when he started his earthly ministry?
主耶稣出来的时候30岁。
When Jesus started his ministry, he was 30 years old.
在当时来说，年纪不是很大。在当时的社会来说
，At that time, he was not considered old.
但是他的道理，每一句都是从神来的。
But yet, we know that every word spoken by him was from God.
主耶稣第一句话就是“天国近了”。
And Jesus said this: "The kingdom of God is near."
是神的国，是天国。
What he refers to is the kingdom of God.
但是门徒还在找地上的东西啊。
But yet, the disciples are still looking for earthly things.
所以他们没有办法了解。
They still could not grasp.
既然不能了解，就会发生很多问题。
Because of the not understanding, cause many misunderstandings.
我们来看一段圣经，路加福音第22章。
Let's next turn to the book of Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章啊。
Luke chapter 22.
从第14节开始是记载主耶稣设立圣餐典礼。
We know that beginning in verse 14, our Lord Jesus instituted the Holy Communion, the Last Supper.
主耶稣在这里心情非常的沉重。
And at that time, Jesus' heart was so heavy.
他知道很快就要被卖、被钉、被打。
Because he knew that his time of betrayal and his death is coming.
要设立这个圣餐礼，让门徒来纪念他的死啊。
The reason why he instituted the Last Supper is that he wanted his disciples to remember them.
结果刚刚领完圣餐。
But yet, after they have partaken the Passover meal,
门徒在讲什么？
What was the conversation among the disciples?
门徒没有抱着主耶稣来哭。
The disciples did not cry or grab to Jesus.
也没有跟主耶稣说我很不舍得你。
None of them said, "Oh, I have no heart to see you go."
也没有问主耶稣说你走了之后我们要做什么。
And they did not even ask Jesus, "What will we do after you depart?"
我们看24节。
Let's read verse 24.
门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大？
In verse 24, it says, "Also a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest."
意思说外邦人有君王为主治理他们。
And Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them."
那掌权管他们的称为恩主。
And those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors.
但你们不可这样。
But you are not to be like them.
你们里头为大的倒要像年幼的。
Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest.
为首领的倒要像服侍人的。
And the one who rules like the one who serves.
是谁为大呢？
So who is the greatest?
是坐席的呢？
Is it the one who is at the table?
是服侍人的呢？
Or the one who serves?
不是那坐席的大吗？
Is it not the one who is at the table?
然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
But I am among you as one who serves.
我常常在思考主耶稣讲这句话。
I've take a greater time to reflect upon our Lord Jesus' words.
所以说讲这句话的时候的心情是什么的？
What was he feeling when he spoke all these words?
心情一定很沉重。
I'm sure he was heavy-hearted.
主耶稣快要走了。
He was about to depart.
门徒不理他的受苦。
But yet the disciples care not about his forthcoming suffering.
不想天国的事情。
They were not thinking about the things of the kingdom of God.
谁可以打？
Instead, they were disputing about who is the greatest in the world.
因为他们想的不是天国。
Because their mind is not on heaven.
他们想的是地上的国。
They are only thinking about the kingdom of the world.
地上的国为什么有权有利有名？所以他们就会在争吵了。
Because kingdom of the earth encompasses power and authority and sovereignty.
地上的国一定要这三样，有利、有名、有权。
Because the kingdom of earth empowers power, name, and authority.
因为地上的国如果没有这三样，你就生存不下去了，就被淘汰了。
Because without these three, then the kingdom of earth will not bring benefits to you.
门徒的概念是这样。
This is what the disciples thought.
赶快要争上位啊，因为这个位空了，主耶稣走了，谁要上这个位？
Thus, they know that after Jesus leave, there will be an empty seat, and so they want to occupy his seat.
但主耶稣这里不是这样讲。
But yet, Jesus had a different teaching for them.
我的国跟世界的国不一样。
That my kingdom is different from this kingdom of the earth.
我的国怎么伟大呢？
How to be the greatest in the kingdom of God?
我的国是以服侍为大的。
The greatest are those who serves in my kingdom.
这可以怎么应用在我们的生活当中呢？
So how do we apply Jesus' teaching in our lives?
如果在我们家庭生活来说，
When we bring them back to our family life,
常常听到说，丈夫说，我是头，我是大，你要听我的。
Some husband will say, I'm the head, I'm bigger than you.
是不是用权来压下去呢？
So the husbands have to use their power to subdue everything.
是不是因为这样太太就每次要听呢？
Is it because of his statement that everyone has to submit to him?
主的道理不是这样。
But this is not what the teaching of Jesus is.
主耶稣说，没有错，你是大，你是头，但是你要牺牲啊。
But of course, Jesus said, you as husbands, you are the head and you have authority, but you must sacrifice.
你要服侍啊。
You must serve.
你用你的服侍来感动你的太太，也要顺服你。
You must use your service to touch or move your wife.
常常听到男生啊，在结婚之前都说，哇，我爱你，可以为你上高山，下深海。
And some husbands just before their marriage, they will make a vow to their wives that I will go all out for you.
这种话讲起来都很好听。
But of course, this is something that all wives love to hear.
有些年轻女生很喜欢听这种话。
Because we know that the young especially like to hear this kind of words.
多讲几句这种话的话，女生都笑起来，很容易就被不是骗了，但是被感动了。
And with all this kind of a hyperbolism, you are the woman will be easily deceived and touched.
那结了婚之后呢？
But then, what happened after marriage?
老公，帮我倒个垃圾好不好？
And then the wife said, "Dear husband, can you just help me to throw out the garbage?"
看报纸啊，等一下。
I'm reading the paper. I'll do it later.
或是你自己来了。
Or why don't you do it yourself?
我们的爱在哪里呢？
So where is our love?
我们的大在哪里呢？我们的大在哪里？
Where is our bigness?
主耶稣说，我的大是肯服侍，肯牺牲啊。
And yet Jesus said, "Your bigness is when you can serve and you can sacrifice."
第八二十八节很重要。
And the important passage is in verse 28.
28节说，我在磨练之中。
You are those who have stood by me in my trials.
在教会里面也是一样。
And we in the churches.
负担的责任越重。
When we have many responsibilities.
接受的磨练也越大。
Then our trials will also be
压力也越大。
And then the pressure will also be big.
所以这个不是容易的。
So this is not easy to serve.
所以门徒他们想要地上的以色列国。
So thus the disciples, they want to establish an earthly kingdom in Israel.
不知不觉忘记了要进属灵的天国。
But inadvertently, they forgot that they have to strive to enter the kingdom of heaven.
另外门徒要地上的以色列国。
And the disciples, they want to revive and restore the kingdom in the world.
提醒我们什么呢？
What does their response has for us.
我们有时候信了主啊，还是常常会担心，会想到地上的事情。
Sometimes even though we believe in our Lord Jesus, we are still worried by the things of this world.
这是很实际的，我们本来就活在这个地上。
Of course, realistically, we have to live.
但是我们不能只想这个地上的事情。
But yet, our mind must not be focused on these things on the earth alone.
曾经有一个慕道者啊。
There is a particular truth seeker.
常常来聚会。
He was a regular church comer.
主耶稣很疼他，第一次、第二次来就祷告，就得圣灵了。
Our Lord Jesus loved him, and the second time he came, he received the Holy Spirit.
还搞不清楚圣灵是什么，就得了圣灵。
But yet, at this point in time, he doesn't know what Holy Spirit is.
对我们那些老信徒啊，信了很久的，或者是在主内长大的，祷告到声音都沙哑，都还没有得到圣灵来说，真的是看了很羡慕啊。
And for those who our old timers who have not received the Holy Spirit at this point in time, they were very envious when they saw this thing happening.
那么听到一些道理。
So after he heard more sermons.
听到信耶稣有平安有喜乐，主耶稣会带领。
When he heard that when you believe in Jesus, you will have peace and our Lord Jesus will be their guidance.
本来以为他一步一步这样慕道会来受洗了。
So we thought that he will in the end get baptized.
结果中间发生一些事情。
But unfortunately, something happened in me.
他会说，为什么信了主也会有苦难呢？苦难呢
？And he asked himself, why is it there so many problems after I believe in Jesus?
为什么弟兄姐妹会遇到意外
？But why is it the believers they met with many mishaps?
甚至遇到意外会死亡
？And even to the point of death.
他看到这些东西，他慢慢退缩了。
So when he witnessed all these happenings, and he started to withdraw.
他们搞不清楚信了主是为了什么，最重要是要进天国，是要进神的国啊。
He could not grasp the purpose of his believing in Jesus is to enter the kingdom of God.
苦难只是来阻挡我们进天国的一部分而已。
The trials is to hinder us from entering the kingdom of God.
我们看哥林多前书第十五章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
哥林多前书第十五章十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19.
哥林多前书十五章十九节。我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
这里保罗告诉我们一个事实。
Here Paul have this reality for us.
一个人如果信了主，只有两个状况出现。
When we believe in Christ, two things will happen.
你信了主，不是比别人更幸福，就是比别人更可怜。
If you are not more blessed than others, you are to be most pity.
为什么呢
？Why is it so？
你信了主，如果你很真诚、很有信心跟随主的话
，Because if we are sincere and faithful in following Christ，
今生主耶稣帮助你，来生有指望。
And in this present life, our Lord Jesus will help us, and in the future life, we will have hope.
既然来生有指望，你的信心很强的话，神一定祝福你今生带领你的道路的。
Because if we have this hope and faith, then for sure our Lord Jesus will guide you.
但是相反的。
But on the other hand,
因为我信了主，每天都看着地上的东西。
If we are believers in Christ already, yet our eyes is always focused in this world.
每天都看着地上的果。
We are always looking at this earthly kingdom.
就会比别人更可怜了。
Then we are to be most pitied.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为跟信了主，但是跟神的距离很远，今生一定得不到祝福的。
Because even though we believe in Jesus, we are so distant from Jesus, and then we will not be blessed by God.
在地上来说，又不敢去犯罪，但是心里面又在挣扎。
Even though we dare not sin, but yet there is this ongoing struggle in our hearts.
但是又体会不到信仰的甜美。
And on the other hand, we are also not able to taste the sweetness of believing in Christ.
信主就好像一个重担，不来又不行，来了又不晓得做什么。
Believing in Christ is like a burden to us. We always feel guilty coming to church and not coming to church.
不祷告也不行，祷告也祷告不下去。
We feel guilty when we don't pray, and when we pray, it's so difficult.
真的比众人更可怜。
So indeed, we are the most to be pitied.
所以门徒所要的是地上的以色列国。
So what the disciples want are the things of the earthly.
但主耶稣要他们追求什么呢
？But yet, what does Jesus want?
看回来《使徒行传》第一章。
Please refer back to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传的第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
主耶稣要他们追求的是圣灵的能力降临在我们心里面。
What Jesus wants them to receive is the power of the Holy Spirit.
门徒要的是外在的。
What the disciples want are the superficial things.
地上的以色列国。
Which is the kingdom of Israel.
门徒要耶稣主耶稣所要的是里面的内在的。
What Jesus wants is to what will be in their hearts.
是心灵的圣灵充满改变我们每个人。
Something that is of the spirit that is transforming.
外在的改变很容易得到。
Because we know that it is easy to superficially change ourselves.
我们今天几点钟起床？
Today, what time do we get up?
起床的样子，自己照照镜子，跟现在有没有不一样？
I'm sure we look different when we first got up in the mirror than now.
绝对有吧。
I'm sure there will be a great difference.
头发蓬松，睡眼惺惺忪，穿着睡衣。
Our hair is in a mess, our face is unkempt, and we're still in our pajamas.
但是一两个小时之内，我们穿得很整齐，漂亮来到教会，你看那个外表完全改变了。
But yet, when we step into the church, we are totally different. We are all dressed up and in good spirits.
外面穿一穿，改变一下很快，很容易。
So it is easy to change our outer appearance.
但是要改变里面的人呢？
But what about changing our insides?
可能十年、二十年、三十年、五十年都还没有完全改变。
Maybe it will take 10, 20, 30, 50 years.
所以主耶稣所强调的是，你要追求神的能力在我们里面来改变我们呢。
So what Jesus emphasized to the disciples here is to have the change in our hearts.
我们常常想到，哇，这里说圣灵同在得的能力，是不是讲道很有力，神迹奇事呢？
So sometimes we ask ourselves, this power when the Holy Spirit comes, does it mean what kind of a power is this?
没有错，也包括，但是不是第一步。
Is this the power to for miracles? Well, this is the first step.
圣灵的能力，我们看他们第一点开始是第十四节同心合一的横切祷告了。
One of the manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit is in verse 14. That is, they join constantly in prayer.
以前在圣餐里结束了，还在讨论，还在争谁做大，现在不谈了，现在同心合一祷告。
Before, after the Last Supper, they were arguing about who is the greatest, but now they join together constantly in prayer.
然后呢，他们就是谦卑的自己被圣灵充满来改变了。
And then the next thing is that the Holy Spirit will humble them to change them.
得了圣灵之后，彼得就变成一个另外一个人了，很勇敢，为主做见证。
And we know that Peter, after he received the Holy Spirit, he became very bold and witness for God.
圣灵就把他们几十个门徒120个人的完全融成一片。变成一个人一样。
And the Holy Spirit unite the 120 of them to be one.
所以我在想什么叫圣工？
So I guess I have this thought that what exactly is sacred work?
什么是最重要的圣工？
What is the most important sacred work?
什么是最难的圣工？
And what is the most difficult?
什么是做一辈子都做不完的圣工？
And what is the sacred work that is unending, unfinished?
改变我们里面自己的人。
It is to change our insides, our hearts.
胜过我们自己的软弱。
We have to overcome our own failings.
我们来再看一次主耶稣第一句讲的话。
And let us refer back to our Lord Jesus' first statement.
很奇妙，前呼后应，都是讲神的果。
And we can see from the beginning and the end, it's always about the kingdom of God.
马太福音四章十七节。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
马太福音第四章是十七节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
四章十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17 of Matthew.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
这就是主耶稣第一句讲的话。
And this is our Lord Jesus' first opening statement.
跟主耶稣讲最后一句话都是有连贯的。
And this first statement is closely related to his last statement.
天国近了什么意思呢？
So what does Jesus mean when he said the kingdom of heaven is near?
当然也包括神迹奇事神的道理、责任的心死人复活眼睛可以看见，都包括这些。
The kingdom of heaven encompasses the miracles, Jesus' resurrection, and all the miracles and wonders.
那最大的改变神的果，并不是外在的这些神迹。
However, the kingdom of heaven, that the change that it will have is not the superficial change.
最大的改变是我们要悔改。
The greatest change when the kingdom of heaven is near is that we must repent.
好了，看到这些了。
So now we know.
好了，听到这些了。
We have heard, we have seen.
我要怎么样悔改？
So how do we repent?
我们常常想，悔改是 还没有受洗的慕道朋友要做的事情。
Maybe we thought that repentance is the responsibility of those who are not baptized yet.
我想应该不是的。
But I guess this is wrong.
悔改是每一个越来越靠近神的国的人要常常要思考的事情。
Repentance is an act for those of us who are always drawing near to God.
我们来看第二个对比。
Let's study the second contrast.
看回来《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's refer back to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传的第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第六节
Verse 6
一章六节，他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
第二个对比是时间上的对比。
And the second contrast is time-related.
他们问主耶稣，你要复兴以色列国，是不是现在呢？是不是这个时候呢？
So they asked Jesus, is it now that you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
为什么他们会这样问？
So why do they ask Jesus this question?
他们已经等得不耐烦了。
Because they are getting impatient.
等了三年多，没有起义，也没有政变呢。
They've waited for over 3 years and there's no change in sight.
跟了主耶稣三年多，什么都没有啊。
They thought that they did not receive anything throughout these 3 years.
所以他们的时间是现在，是不是可以了？
So the time is now, or is this the appointed time?
但是主耶稣怎么回答呢？
So but yet, what does Jesus have to say?
第七节。
And his answer is in verse 7.
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority."
这里就有两样不同的对比了。
Here again encompasses two different contrasts.
一个就是门徒的时候，是人的时候。
Here it talks about the time, the disciples' timing, and our Lord Jesus' timing.
啊，一个是神的时候。
One refers to God's timing.
做事情时候很重要。
Because we know when we are doing.A project timing is very important.
同一件事情，不同的时候做，完全不同的结果。
Because when you do something, when you execute something in different time, will have different effect.
信的主的人常常都问，到底我现在做这个事是不是神的时候呢？到底要推展这种圣工是不是神的时候呢？
So sometimes when we involve in sacred work, we ask, is this the right time to do it?
神会不会动工呢？
Will our Lord Jesus work with us?
我们常常问，到底什么是神的时候？
So sometimes we ask, what is God's time?
我们来看。约翰福音第七章。
Let's refer to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
这里记载主耶稣准备要去圣殿，去耶路撒冷的事情。
Here records the time when Jesus was about to go up to the temple in Jerusalem.
我们看第七章第一节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 1 of John.
这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。第二节。
Verse 2.
当时犹太人的住棚姐见了耶稣的兄弟啊，弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。”第四节。
Verse 4.
人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。第五节。
Verse 5.
因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣都对他们说：“我的时候还没有到。”你们的时候常是方便的。第七节。
Verse 7.
世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去自己过节，因为我的时候还没有到。耶稣说了这话，人就住在加利利。如果我们看这段，主耶稣重复了两次，说我的时候还没有到。
Here from this passage, we see that Jesus two times said that my time has not yet come.
啊，如果我们看约翰福音呢，有句话常重复，就是主耶稣说我的时候还没有到。
And all through the book of John, we see that Jesus kept on repeating this statement that my time has not yet come.
这样看来，好像听起来好像说主耶稣这次大概不会上去守节了。
So from Jesus' answer, we see that maybe Jesus will not observe the Feast of the Tabernacles.
但是你再看第十节。
But yet, when we read verse 10,
当他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，是不是暗去的。
However, after his brothers had left for the feast, he went also, not publicly, but in secret.
奇怪了，刚刚不是说不是时候吗？
But yet, it's so strange, because before Jesus said the time is not right.
在同一天，他马上他的弟兄上去之后，他也上去过节了。
But yet on the same day, after his brothers left for the feast, Jesus also went.
到底在讲什么？
So what is Jesus actually referring to?
到底什么是神的时候？
What exactly is the right time, God's time?
其实这段讲得很清楚了。
And the explanation, the answer is given here.
刚开始为什么主耶稣不听他的弟兄，他肉身的弟兄的讲话，为什么不上去守节呢？
Before, why did not Jesus obey his brother's words to observe the feast?
第四节。
And it's written in verse 4.
我们再看第四节。人呢，他的弟兄啊，他亲生的弟兄啊，肉身的弟兄说，人如果要显扬名声啊，没有在暗处行事的。
Because they said that no one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret.
什么到人的时候呢？
So what is the man's time?
人的时候常常想自己。
Man's time is only focused on the self.
譬如说这些弟兄，他们想说，你要去耶路撒冷都是要出名啊，要让他知道你啊。
Just like the man here, they were asking Jesus to go and as a public figure.
是为人的荣耀啊。
It is for the glory of man.
是很自私的。
Something that's selfish.
是自我中心的。
That is self-focused.
所以主耶稣这里讲啊。
Thus Jesus has this to say.
第六节啊。
And it's in verse 6.
第六节最后一句说，你们的时候常常是方便的。
He says, for you, any time is right.
我们来深深的思考这句话。
Let us ponder this statement further.
怎么应用在我们的生活里面呢？
How do we apply Jesus' statement to our lives?
如果我们在考虑一件事情。
When we consider a matter.
如果我们在做一个决定。
When we are about to make a decision.
想到的是自己。
What we thought of is ourselves.
想到的是荣耀自己。
What we thought about is to glorify ourselves.
高举自己。
To honor ourselves.
自我中心。
To exalt ourselves and to be self-focused.
没有求问神的话。
But yet we forget to ask for God's counsel.
这个可能就是自己的时候了。
And because we think that this is our time.
但是如果心态一改变。
But yet if we can change our attitude.
主耶稣，他们在他们弟兄走了之后，他的心态很平静的，他很谦卑的，他都上去守节了，他是暗暗的去，他是很低调的去。
But yet here, we can see that Jesus, after his brothers has left, he was very calm and he humbled himself and he left in secret for the feast.
这个时候都是神的时候了。
This defines what God's time is.
所以同一件事情，心态不一样，这结果就不一样。
When we are faced with the same matter, and yet we have two different attitudes, this is what results in.
在使徒行传第一章里面，好像门徒在问主耶稣什么时候复兴以色列国呢？主耶稣没有给他直接的这个回答，好像要等很久的样子。
We see that Jesus did not reply to the disciples immediately after their question.
神的时候，他说父所定的时候，不是你们可以知道的。
Because then Jesus said, the time of the restoration of the kingdom is not for you to know.
但是圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就得着能力。
But yet, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will receive power.
所以什么是神的时候？
So what is God's time?
自己准备好就是神的时候了。
It is when we have prepared ourselves well. That is God's time.
结果第二章，他们真的去祷告了，真的得圣灵了，神的时候就到了。
So in chapter 2, we can see that when they started to pray and the Holy Spirit descended upon them, that is God's time. When we really prepare ourselves, that is what is God's time.
再问再怎么样都没用了。
Because when we are so unprepared, no matter how many questions we pose to Jesus, we will not get the answer.
在圣经里面,
in the Bible,
神要完成一件事情，要用一个人都很有耐心，都可以等很久了。
We know that Jesus, when he requests something from us, he showed his long suffering.
在摩西啊，年轻的时候。
We know that Moses, when he was young.
百姓已经在受苦很久了。
We know that Israelites have been suffering for many, many years.
但是神有没有马上要摩西出来呢？
But yet, why did God not call Moses out right away?
虽然他四十岁，很有学问。
We know that at 40 years old, Moses was highly educated.
但是这个时候只会用拳头，不用四头，不用四盖来祷告。
But yet, at this point in time, he only used his fist and not his knees.
我们常常在想，摩西那个时候还很年轻啊，血气方刚。
And we know at that time, Moses was at his peak.
其实是不是很年轻？
But is it true that he's really young?
摩西那个时候已经四十岁了。
He was 40 at that time.
不是十八岁的小伙子。
He was not a rebellious 18-year-old boy.
40岁，那么在摩西那个年代，他自己讲，一个人强壮到可以活到80岁，所以40岁已经过了人生的一半了。
When Moses said 40 years old, he said before that if a person can live up to 70, that's good. So now he's already coming to middle age.
但是40岁脾气还没有改。
But yet at 40, he still could not control his temper.
神可以再等。
But yet God is still waiting.
再等四十年。
God can wait for another
摩西可以了。
When Moses is 30,
但是能不能进迦南地呢？
But can Moses enter the land of Canaan?
百姓还没有可以。
The Israelites at this point still cannot.
百姓埋怨又埋怨。
because the Israelites still continue to murmur and complain.
犯罪又犯罪。
They keep on sinning and sinning.
神说我再等，再等四十年。
But yet, God in His long suffering said, "I will wait another 40 years."
所以从他们开始受苦到真的进迦南地，过了一百多年了。
When you count from their point of suffering to their entry into Canaan, it was over 100 years.
神可以等。
Jesus, a God, can wait.
等到我们准备好。
Wait until we are prepared ourselves.
所以今天我们可以什么应用在生活里面呢？
How can we apply all these teachings to our life?
啊，无论是我们的工作、我们的学业，或者我们的圣工。
Not only apply these teachings to our career, to our studies, and to our sacred work.
我们不用埋怨说啊，到底什么时候什么到？为什么都没有人发掘我的潜力、我的才能？
We will maybe complain. So let's stop complaining. Say, God, when will I be discovered? When will people know I'm so talented?
为什么这个事情没有办法推动？
Why am I not able to drive this work forward?
到底什么是神的时候？
So when exactly is your time?
不用这样想。
We must not think this way.
跪下来祷告。
All we can do is to kneel and pray.
圣灵先改变我们自己。
Let the Holy Spirit to change our insides.
要每一个人都准备好。
That we may all be prepared and ready.
神的道路都会开给我们了。
Then God's way will be open to us.
啊，再来看回来《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's look back again to Acts chapter one.
第三个对比。
The third contrast.
门徒所问的是什么呢？
What is the question of the disciples?
第六节。
And it's in verse 6.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”
Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
门徒所要强调的是。以色列国是一个他们熟悉的地方，他们同一个民族。
Because what the disciples emphasize here is the kingdom of Israel, a nation that they are familiar with, that which they belong to.
啊，英文叫做 comfortable zone， 就是一句舒服的地方，这是我熟悉的地方。
It is because this kingdom of Israel is their comfort zone.
啊，但是主耶稣要他们看什么呢？
But yet, what does God want them to see?
主耶稣要他们想的是从耶路撒冷开始。
But yet, Jesus wants them to look beginning from Jerusalem.
犹太全地。
Then to Judea.
然后撒玛利亚。
And then to Samaria.
就直到地极了。
And then to the ends of the earth.
门徒所看的是。自己所熟悉的地方。
What the disciples can see is their own kingdom nearby.
门徒他们的眼光很有限。
Because their vision is very limited.
他们只想到自己熟悉的地方。
They are only familiar with their country.
一个属灵的领袖啊，那个 leader 跟其他的人有什么不一样呢？
What is the difference between a spiritual leader?
主耶稣跟门徒有什么不一样？
What is the difference between the disciples and Jesus?
门徒只看到今天我们在这里，但是主耶稣已经看到很远了。
The disciples can only see the things of today, but yet Jesus, he had a longer vision.
看到五年、十年、三十年、一百年、一千年之后的事情了。
Jesus can see what's after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, 1,000 years.
但是门徒呢，还守在自己这个很舒服的环境，不想改变、不想动的这个情况之下。
But yet the disciples, they are lodged in this comfort zone. They don't want to change anything.
没有人喜欢移民呐。
Because no one likes to migrate to another location.
要移民要很大的勇气。
Because to migrate, you need courage.
移民刚开始很辛苦啊。
Because we know that in the beginning of immigration life is hard.
这个不用我解释了，大家都是老移民。
I'm sure we are all immigrants here, so I don't need to elaborate this further.
啊，我虽然没有年纪很大，但是我一生已经移民三次了。
Though I'm still young, I've migrated 3 times in my life.
啊，第一次从香港移民加拿大。
First is when I migrated from Hong Kong to Canada.
啊，在香港，在加拿大移民到南非。
And then from Canada, I moved to South Africa.
啊，从南非再移民到来加拿大，再回来。
And then from South Africa, I'm now back my home Canada.
回来应该是很熟悉，但是又觉得很陌生。
Even though I'm so familiar with Canada, still I find myself a stranger here.
所以每一个人都有自己舒服的这个环境。
Because every one of us, we have our own comfort zone.
但是我们为了我们的理想，为了我们的目标，我们要打破，我们冲出这个舒服的环境。
But because we are wanting our own ideals and our own hope, so we want to break through this difficulty.
从耶路撒冷去犹大全地还可以，还是自己人的地方，还是同一个国家。
From Jerusalem to Judea is still part of their territory.
但是要从犹太全地要去到撒玛利亚就不是容易了，因为那些撒玛利人以犹太人很不喜欢跟他们交往。
But when you go on from Judea to Samaria, that's not easy territory because they have an animosity against one another.
很看不起他们。
they look down upon the Samaritans.
就是他们是那个民族不纯种的，不是杂种的，不是我们纯犹太人的。
Because they are not pure breed, they are not pure Israelites.
但是起码还有一半是犹太人，但是从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚再出去了，就完全不一样了。
But of course, in Samaria, they can still meet their half-breed. But when you get out of Samaria, that's totally different culture, different people.
这个是人的观念啊。
This is what man has in their mind.
但是在神看来都是一样。
But yet, God looked at all of us to be the same.
所以这也告诉我们一点。
This, Jesus has this one point to tell us.
我们要靠主耶稣有属灵的眼光。
That we must trust in our Lord Jesus to have the spiritual hindsight vision.
我们要完成每一件重要的事情，也要突破自己的comfortable zone, 舒服的那个环境。
Because when we're about to accomplish something important, we have to break through our own comfort zone.
举个例。
For example,
如果我们没有每天祷告的习惯。
Because if we don't pray daily,
我们的祷告习惯就是教会祷告而已。
And our prayer is only what is done in the church.
这个是我们已经很习惯了，很舒服了。
Because we are so used to this, and this is what we are comfortable with.
但是如果要改变。
But yet, if we want to have a change,
要冲出自己的舒服的环境。
We want to break through out of our own comfort zone.
我要买一个闹钟。
Then we must get an alarm clock.
我要把它调调。
Get a timer and then time it.
每天我答应主耶稣，至少我要跟主耶稣讲话15分钟。
And then we said to ourselves, okay, I'm gonna converse with God 15 minutes a day.
刚开始你会觉得很不舒服，好像被约束了。
Maybe in the beginning it's quite painful.
但是后来你会发觉，我冲出去了，我离开自己的固有的生活形态，我有改变了。
But yet, after several days, when we have break through our own comfort zone, then things get easier.
做圣工也是一样。
This is also the same with holy work.
每一个突破都是要离开自己的熟悉的环境，固有的状态。
Because when we break through something, we have to leave our comfort zone, our point of familiarity.
每一样改变都是一样的。
Because this is the process of change.
力量从哪里来的呢？
Where does this power come from?
讲回来也是第八节了。圣灵降临在你们身上，都必得着能力。
At the end of the day, the answer is still in verse 8. The power is from the Holy Spirit.
我们今天的问题不是没有圣灵啊。
Our problem today is not that we do not have the Holy Spirit.
我们常觉得很人以为荣的，真教会有圣灵同在。
Sometimes we brag that the true church have the Holy Spirit.
我们是有圣灵啊。
Of course, we cannot deny that.
我们的问题不是没有圣灵。
So our problem is not that we do not have the Holy Spirit.
我们的问题是没有圣灵充满，没有能力。
But our problem is that we do not have the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and we are powerless.
所以都跑不出去，突破了不了自己。
Thus we are so helpless, we can't break through.
所以求主就帮助我们改变。
We pray that God will help us.
这个地级在哪里呢？
Where does this ends of the earth?
这个地级可能是我们心里面我们要改变的地方。
The ends of the earth may refer to our hearts, the part that need to be changed.
这个地级也可以说以地理上来说啊。
Geographically, it also refers to a spot on the world.
但我们可能想说啊，要去传福音，去非洲啊，去印度啊，这是地级啊，很远的地方。
So maybe we think that the ends of the earth refers to Africa or India.
我觉得不一定。
Not necessarily.
地级可能就是你身边的那一位弟兄姐妹。
The ends of the earth may refer to the brother or sister next to you.
他可能需要你的关心。
Maybe they need your care and concern.
可能还没有去关心他。
Maybe you have not done so.
可能你旁边的那位慕道朋友。
Maybe it refers to the truth seeker, your friend.
需要人家带领他，但是还没人去。
Who needs one to lead them, but yet there were none to guide them.
可能是身边的一个圣工。
Maybe it is referred to the sacred work that's
放在那边很久，需要人家做，但是还没有人做。
The sacred work that's been neglected, that has no one to take care of.
没有人去过的地方，没有人做过的事，就是地级了。
Ends of the earth refers to a work that has not been done or touched.
传福音也不一定要跑到非洲才会找到非洲的人传福音哦。
When we witness to the world, it's not that we have to go to a place like Africa to preach.
加拿大多元文化社会，随时都有非洲人、印度人，什么人都有啊。
Canada is a multicultural country, and there are different races and people here.
所以地级可能就在身边了。
Thus, the ends of the earth is just. Beside us.
愿主耶稣帮助我们找到我们的地级，勇敢之前为主耶稣做点事情。
May the Lord help us to find our ends of the earth and to give us this boldness to go forward.
请唱赞美诗266首。
Let's sing hymn number 266.